There are, and always will be, uncertainties related to scientific knowledge. Even Newton's laws, for 300 years held to be truly accurate, proved subject to change, and were changed by Einstein. While theories are sometimes proved wrong, and even so-called laws are modified, there also appears to be a real continuity in scientific development. There is a growing body of data that scientific theories explain, and the growth continues even as scientific revolutions occur. The strength of the scientific enterprise also can be seen, for example, in the fact that engineers still use Newton's laws for building bridges, skyscrapers, and airplanes. The laws turn out to be a close enough approximation to serve us quite well in many situations. What was more revolutionary in Einstein's overthrow of Newton's laws was the change in perspective, the change in ideas about space and time that Einstein identified. A key point is that the uncertainty in our knowledge, because of the possibility of modification by new tests and experiments, is a real and enduring part of the scientific enterprise. In fact, this uncertainty is one of the things that separates scientific method and knowledge from other human knowledge systems. Compare, if you will, religion and science. Most established religions are built on a foundation that is considered firm and unchanging. Each is based on faith. Faith in the existence of a god or gods who is or concerned with the affairs and doings of humans is an unchanging part of the belief system of most religions. Most also accept unquestionably some form of life after death, heaven, hell, and so on. While with time, a particular religion may change the details of its system of beliefs, a core of belief in the existence of a god, for instance, cannot change. Science isn't the same. There is no firm, unchangeable foundation. Consider such ideas as the description of space in Euclidean geometry, the idea of absolute time, the Earth as the center of the universe, all organisms created at the same time and unchanging. The universe as everywhere the same, uniform and unchanging. All these ideas served at one time or another as part of the foundation of science, largely accepted from the culture of the day, the basic assumptions that all humans had made at the time, and all were rejected when contradicted by experiments and data. Even such fundamental assumptions as knowledge being attainable through observation, observed phenomena being subject to classification, and the idea of progress toward truth in science are subject to testing and possible denial. Obviously, if any of these fundamental assumptions, which underpin all of science, are found wanting, then science itself is in deep trouble. Given that science is progressing toward truth, how close are we to it? We can't say. Is today's model getting us near a final truth? I think that we know some things beyond reasonable doubt, but we can never be fully certain. It is in the nature of science that the journey is never complete. Could there be a radical reworking of our current views? Yes, that is possible, but in some subdisciplines in science, it is becoming less and less likely. But science must always live with an uncertainty about the final accuracy of our theories. This kind of uncertainty is part of what science is all about, and part of what sets it off from other kinds of knowledge systems.